Drew Coleman is the chair of the Environment, Ecology, and Energy program at UNC, who also runs his own isotope geochemistry lab. While much of his time in research is spent studying some of the oldest rocks on Earth, he also helps coordinate a summer program with the university's environmental science fields. The program's goal is to increase diversity in the industry, and this summer, he was working with a pair of students from an early college in Robeson County. In a recent conversation with 97.9 The Hill, Coleman said the program landed on water sampling and lead testing as a good project option for the abbreviated program happening in August.
Water sampling right here on campus seemed like the right thing to do, and we thought it would be of interest to the students to see that they were drinking clean water at Chapel Hill while they were here.
Michael Sandstrom, a postdoctoral student who specializes in earth science, helped the early college students visit buildings across the UNC campus and gather water from different sources.
Once we had all of these samples, we took them back to the lab and separated out the lead, took them and ran them on a fancy instrument called a mass spectrometer, and were able to look at the lead ratios and lead concentrations.
According to both researchers, it didn't take long to realize their results were very different from expected.
Pretty much as soon as we started running them.
They ran like there was way too much lead there. We had deliberately prepared huge samples because we anticipated low levels of concentration of lead, and the samples were running like there was a lot of lead in the machine, and so we knew we had problems.
From there, Coleman emailed university leaders and alerted them of his results. Since then, UNC has taken up the reins of testing duties with the Environment, Health, and Safety Department, as well as some of its own environmental health students. It's unclear the last time the university conducted widespread tests for the chemical, likely because there are no federal requirements for colleges to complete those checks. The Environmental Protection Agency does, however, require that from public water systems. Starting with initial samples in Wilson Library in late August, which returned some traceable lead levels, UNC is now canvassing all its water fixtures. Seven more buildings returned detectable levels of lead just on Thursday, bringing the total to 34 buildings now with out-of-service drinking fountains or sinks until the cause is identified. Coleman said he's pleased the university is being very aggressive in its efforts to check for lead. He also said he feels a sense of accomplishment for the early college students who are partially responsible for this discovery.
I think that's the neatest aspect of the story for me, is that for years these students come in, they say, I don't know how to do science, I don't think I can do this, this is really complicated, I'm not going to understand it. And they always do. And in this instance, they came up with something that turned out to be really important as well, and I think it really connected with these two students.
While UNC is likely still in the early stages of figuring out its response to this presence of lead, Coleman had a clear answer to whether he's been in touch with other universities' faculty about testing for the chemical.
Yes.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.